Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. A nice day in the province. Maybe a shower splashes through, but as we make our way towards the weekend, we're definitely seeing some warm weather, that's for sure. Well, boy, I'll tell you, it's been a busy couple of weeks. A handful of federal ministers coming through Saskatchewan. Last week, we connected on this program with Canada's Transport Minister, Stephen McKinnon. We know on Tuesday of this week, Federal Defense Minister David McGuinty was in Moose Jaw for the announcement there. Well, now another federal minister is in our province, and in fact, she has made her way into our studio. I'm happy to say Liberal MP for Edmonton Centre and the minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada, Eleanor Olszewski is joining me in studio. Minister, thank you so much for making the time.
It's a complete pleasure to be here. And unlike the other ministers, I was actually born in Swift Current.
Oh, so you've got Saskatchewan ties, is that right?
Absolutely.
So you've got a quick turnaround, so I'm happy to see you in studio because you're speaking to the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce in like, 24 minutes
from now. I am indeed.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for stopping by. So let's maybe start off with, not everybody knows what Prairies Can is. You're the minister of this organization. What is it?
So Prairies Economic Development is actually an organization that represents the Prairie provinces, and it's actually their voice in Ottawa, first and foremost. But then it's also an on-the-ground organization that helps small and medium-sized businesses. It helps them by investing in them. It helps them diversify and grow their customer bases and innovate. So it's very important with respect to bringing businesses along. And in Saskatchewan, we have three Prairies Can offices, one in Regina, one in Saskatoon, and one in Prince Albert.
So what do you point to with those offices or maybe something over the last year that you would consider success that have come out of your portfolio?
Honestly, so many successes because a lot of federal government programming has been delivered through the regional development offices, of which Prairies Can is one. And so the announcement I'm making later today, it's with respect to tariff relief. And so there's been a number of announcements made that provide tariff relief to tariff-impacted businesses in Saskatchewan. The regional development agencies are also providing funding with respect to the defense strategy. And so there have been other announcements made. My friend and my colleague, Buckley Belanger, made an announcement last week, and I believe it was about $8.3 million that went to a variety of businesses to help them feed into the defense supply chain, strengthen their own supply chains, become part of the sort of pan-Canadian defense strategy. So those are just some of the ways that Prairies Can works really closely with businesses on the ground in Saskatchewan and helps them become more successful, innovate, scale up, etc.
You know, when I hear announcements of tariff relief, I think these are good interim measures because these tariffs are, of course, something that they're ever evolving and we're dealing with. The ultimate best case scenario, Minister, is to get a deal. Are we anywhere close to getting a deal? That's something that I know your government has talked about. In fact, in the election leading up to this term, forming government, that was a big part of the promise. Are we close?
I wouldn't like to say that we're close because I just think the situation is so unpredictable, as we know. Mm-hmm. What I can say, though, is that we've got a really strong negotiating team and that for our government, it's not about the quickest period of time to make a deal. And the Prime Minister has been clear and Dominic LeBlanc has been clear. It's about getting the absolute best deal that we can for Canadians. And that means not negotiating two or three things and, you know, coming to an end point on those only to have, you know, the U.S. come back to us and say, well, now that we have these nine other irritants that we want to talk to you about. So it's really getting a comprehensive deal with the Americans that's in the best interests of all Canadians. And we're completely focused on making sure that that's the end result.
We've got Minister Eleanor Olszewski joining me in studio today. She is the minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada. this has got to be a tough portfolio because, I mean, you're from, you said you're born in Swift Current, which I didn't know, but you're from Edmonton. Edmonton Centre is your ward. You are acutely aware of this frustration in Western Canada, which predates your time in government, but this frustration that Western Canada isn't valued by Eastern Canada. You're in a portfolio where you're trying to look out for the prairies when it comes to economic development. So how do you see that and how do you respond to it? If you were meeting someone on the street or you're speaking at an event like you are today, I'm sure you get asked that question regularly.
Yeah, I do indeed. And I can respond in a number of ways. And I guess firstly, my job actually is to be the strongest voice I can possibly be for Alberta and for the Prairie Provinces through that portfolio as well. And just with respect to what this government's done so far, like we totally understand that there have been tensions between the West and Ottawa for, as you say, a substantial period of time. We understand that a lot of those grievances need to be taken into account. They're important. They're serious. And the Prime Minister and in fact, all of us have been, I think, really focused on what I would call resetting the relationship, not just with Alberta, but with the West, between the West and Ottawa as well. And I think we've done some things that really go beyond just talking about how we want to do that. So one of them, of course, is putting the Major Projects Office in Calgary. That was a fundamentally important thing for us to do, having Dawn Farrell lead it. You know, she's a Westerner. In addition, the collaboration, the extent of the deep collaboration between the province of Alberta and our government with respect to the MOU, I think, is just such a shining example of how the Prime Minister's not just talking, he's actually doing, and it's coming to the table, it's collaborating, and I think it really shows that when you have the best interests of the West, of Albertans and Canadians in mind, that there's really nothing you can't accomplish by collaborating and working together. And just to add to that briefly, I really think that's one of the Prime Minister's gifts, is that he can walk into a room where people are talking past one another and have them focus on the things that really matter so that things actually get done and accomplished for everyone's benefit.
We're, you know, it's interesting because we were a province that had, I would suggest, a provincial leader in our premier who had a not good relationship with the federal government under Justin Trudeau. We've seen a change in the tone that we've heard from Premier Mo. He's been on a couple of trade trips
yes,
over to China, yep, to India with Prime Minister Mark Carney. And when I have the Premier on the show, which is regularly, he talks about this is a different leader. He's got a different take on things, but there's still some fundamental things. And when we look at energy production is a good example. I realize maybe that steps a bit outside of your portfolio, but there's some distinct differences between where our province is at philosophically and where the country is at. And if you look at carbon taxing, that's probably a really good place to start. So is it safe to say that we've got some tumultuous times ahead between Saskatchewan and the federal government, or are you confident that we're going to be able to reach agreements on some of these tougher issues?
So, you know, I'm completely optimistic and confident. And why? Because I see what happened with my own province, you know, and it is a province that had incredible tensions with the federal government, lots of finger pointing back and forth over the years, lots of issues that were matters of intense disagreement. And as I say, I see what's happened with respect to the MOU. I was lucky enough to be in the room when the first MOU was signed, and then last week when the implementation agreement was signed, and just the, you know, the pride I felt actually that these governments were able to collaborate together. And as I say, for the benefit of Albertans, for the benefit of people in Western Canada, because that, you know, a pipeline is going to help all of Western Canada, not just Alberta. And I just see the hard work that's been done that has produced results. And I'm completely optimistic with respect to the MOU that we're going to see a proposal from Alberta and that we're going to see, you know, a pipeline declared to be in the national interest. I'm quite confident that that's going to happen. And again, the incredible signal that sends to the other prairie provinces as well, that, you know, this is a government that's prepared to work collaboratively and in the best interests of all regions of the country, not just one or two.
Minister Eleanor Olszewski is joining me today. She's the Liberal MP for Edmonton Centre, also the minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada. The naysayers, the people that are frustrated a lot, and I'm thinking specifically of people that I talk to regularly on this program in the energy industry, will say, let's use Alberta as an example. Okay, good that there's an MOU, good that there's a pathway, good that it's going to be fast-tracked, if that's the right term, if it's established as in the national interest. There's lots of benefits that come from that. But if you also, on the other end of it, put carbon price, kind of this attachment to carbon pricing and industrial carbon tax, some will say one stifles the other. In fact, we just heard the Sunnova CEO here a week or so ago saying carbon taxing, really, because it's a global market, does little to impact. All it does is it makes Canada less competitive on that global market. So, you know, can those two things coexist? This climate focus and carbon pricing at the same time where you're trying to unleash the energy industry in our country and drive economic advancement.
So I'm a believer in the fact that we absolutely can do both things at once. And so, you know, the Prime Minister has said it's an imperative for us to build things in this country, for us to be an energy superpower, and we're focused on that. We also know that we need to make sure that our lands and our waters are, you know, that they're there for future generations. And so there's always a balance in that analysis. And I don't really see it as an either or situation. And, you know, just with respect to carbon pricing, I believe that will make us more competitive and not less competitive in the long run. You know, there are a number of other jurisdictions across the world that have carbon pricing in place. And there are a number of studies that show that it's an effective methodology. And so, you know, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that there'll be a proponent for the pipeline. And that, as I say, that we're sending a message to those businesses that want to invest in our country, that we are setting the conditions to allow investments in our country to thrive. And to be successful.
I'm curious. We're almost out of time. You're the one with the tight timeline, and I appreciate, Minister, you being here in studio with us for this chat. I wonder about, because obviously a big part of what you're going to talk about with the Saskatchewan Chamber today over the lunch is supporting economic growth and new opportunities in industry. We are going to see an important push for need of trades workers in our country. Is that something that you talk about often federally? And what are some of the strategies to try and accomplish that? Because it feels to me like that is the trades are going to be the key to meeting timelines and ultimately having some success going forward.
You know, and that's absolutely nail on the head. And so, you know, that's why we announced the Team Canada. We made an announcement last week, Team Canada Strong, and it's an announcement to bring whereby we would train 80,000 to 100,000 skilled tradespeople over the next number of years, because we know that if we want to fulfill our ambition in terms of housing, in terms of defense strategy, in terms of resource development, that we're missing those tradespeople now, and we're certainly going to need more of them in the future. And part of that announcement involved incentivizing employers to take on first-year apprentices. Part of it involved an incentive to apprentices to finish their training, because we know so many of them drop off after their first and second years. And so there's an overall strategy with respect to recruiting and finding job placements for skilled tradespeople, because you're absolutely right. We're going to need so many of them to accomplish what we want to do in this country.
In 30 seconds, if you can, what will your message be to the group today at the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce lunch?
You know, I'm going to talk a lot about PrairieScan, and I'm going to just emphasize the fact that businesses in Saskatchewan can work in an on-the-ground way. PrayersCan's not a group of people in suits in Ottawa. I mean, it's people on the ground in this province. They're very familiar with local business, and they help local business by pathfinding ways to various government funding streams. And so I really want to emphasize that, because it's very important for businesses in Saskatchewan to take advantage of all of the programs and help that is available through PrairieScan.
Minister, we appreciate the check-in. Hope you'll visit us next time you're in the province.
I really appreciate the interview. Thank you so much. It's been a total pleasure.
Minister Eleanor Olszewski, who is the minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada, PrairieScan, and heading straight from the studio over to this luncheon with the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.